It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is August 20th, 2018, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition. So, today we are going to talk about a tweet storm, or whatever you want to call it, a series of tweets from the National Weather Service in Duluth, Minnesota. So, a little backstory. On August 7th of this year, there was a landfall tornado that was, there was a few pictures, I believe, in Burnett County, Wisconsin. So what this is about is that they, this is a story. this is a story of a lovely lady. anyway, it's kind of their story of how they determined the approximate location of where this landspout happened. You know, when you're talking a landspout tornado, they usually don't do much, if any, damage. So they're really hard to track down. So this is kind of what I'm just going to kind of read it mostly verbatim. But then they have a bunch of pictures and stuff. So I will absolutely link to this. I'll link to these series of tweets and on the website, and then you can kind of see how they did this. But I thought this was just kind of interesting, given the what you can do with technology that you would have never been able to do, even maybe even five years ago. So here's kind of what they say. You might be interested in the techniques we used to narrow down the location of yesterday's landspout tornado in Burnett County, Wisconsin. We triangulate the viewing angle of four photographs and examining radar data around the times the photos were made. By comparing the views in the photos to Google Earth, satellite imagery, and street view photographs, we were able to draw sight lines from the photo locations. The sight lines that crossed at the approximate location of the tornado. Comparing the point where the sight lines crossed to the radar imagery around 12:40 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight Time, I should say, increased our confidence in the location and time of the tornado. We extend our thanks to the spotters who sent photos of yesterday's tornado to help in our analysis. And then they go to show a few of the different photos that they had taken picture that they had, were sent at the time. So it may not be completely weather related, but it's kind of one of those things where it kind of shows you what technology has done to help enhance reporting of this type of stuff. Yeah, a landspout tornado doesn't necessarily show up on radar because it doesn't have enough circulation to really get this whole storm spinning. And I'll be going more into that, those different types of tornadoes and stuff here as we go along here. Yeah, that's what I'm planning on getting into next. Oh, man. Oh. And apparently I'm getting tired, so I am not going to do that particular episode tonight. So, definitely will link to that. Definitely interesting how technology has helped track this kind of stuff down. So, I think I'm going to keep this a shorter one. I just wanted to kind of point this out as kind of an interesting thing. There's definitely a lot more tracking that type of stuff, I would assume, happening out there that we're not always necessarily aware of. Yeah, I think I'm going to close it up here. And I just would like to remind you to always watch the skies and stay weather aware. Good night. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.